This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is asking doctors to look out for a syndrome in children that's believed to be tied to the coronavirus. It's called Pediatric Multisystem Inflammatory Syndrome. Dr. Jeffrey Burns is the chief of critical care medicine at Children's Hospital in Boston. He organized an international call about the condition that's been found in a relatively small number of children in the U.S. and abroad.
We believe that this is what we call a post-viral syndrome, where children who were exposed to the virus roughly 4 to 6 weeks ago mounted a successful defense against the virus with their white cells, that now 4 to 6 weeks later, the inflammation, the fever that they're experiencing is, in fact, the same white cells causing their illness. It generally follows the peak of the COVID-19 infection in the general population. And so that's a way of saying that I wouldn't be surprised if we see more of this in the Boston area in the next couple of weeks.
So is this to say that these children, this is their version of COVID-19, and it just happens a few weeks after they might be exposed to it, whereas with an adult they might be exposed, they might have symptoms sooner?
No, I wouldn't say that. We know that children are intriguingly resistant to being able to fight off COVID-19 infection, such that compared to adults, very few are hospitalized, and even better, fortunately, very few succumb to the illness. We know that. We don't think that these children are actively infected with COVID-19. Rather, it appears that this is their white cells reacting and causing the inflammation.
So you said that usually young people don't succumb to this. What percentage would you say do?
The multisystem inflammatory syndrome?
Yes.
Until more investigation and research is done, I don't think we can say that yet. I can tell you this, that my counterpart at Morgan Stanley Children's Hospital in New York, I spoke to him just 2 days ago, and he said, well, we have about 30, 35 patients with this inflammatory syndrome, but most of them are being treated on the floor. They're not in the ICU. And then the few that were in the ICU, he was able to treat with medications. Now, it is true that there are some children in New York and in Detroit right now who are critically ill, but it's important to emphasize that in these early stages, most of the patients that they're seeing in New York, they're able to manage outside of the ICU or in the ICU with medications, but not needing mechanical ventilation.
And what's the case at Children's Hospital with your patients?
The first thing I'd say is it's infrequent, but you have the tools to know that your child is sick. It takes days for this to develop, and you'll know my child doesn't look well. It looks like they've got the flu. The handful of patients that we've seen, no one needed mechanical ventilation or any kind of life-sustaining treatment support like that. We were able to manage a few of them with medications, and several of them never needed to come into the ICU. And they all responded to the treatments, and they're all outside of the ICU. They're not in the ICU now.
What are the treatments you're giving them?
This inflammatory syndrome has features of something called Kawasaki disease. And basically, that's inflammation of the blood vessels, including blood vessels in the heart, the coronary arteries. And my colleague here at Boston Children's Hospital, Dr. Jane Neuberger, many decades ago, worked out effective therapy for Kawasaki's disease, which is now, this therapy is now used throughout the world. And so fortunately, there's a treatment if this children present with this inflammatory syndrome and they have this problem affecting their heart.
Dr. Burns, yesterday, Dr. Anthony Fauci warned that sending children back to school in the fall could be dangerous, and that got some pushback from people who say children are not at risk of the coronavirus. As a physician, I wonder how you think those who are setting policies should consider this new and, as you said, pretty rare medical issue of inflammatory system.
We have enough data to be pretty comfortable that, fortunately, they infrequently get critically ill from COVID-19. But this inflammatory syndrome is an example that we really all have to be patient and cautious and get good research to make sure we fully understand something. And so, you know, just 6 months into a virus that the world has never seen, one can't say that we know everything about what this virus is going to do. It's time to be vigilant and cautious and do research.
Well, good luck in your research on this. We appreciate your talking to us. Dr. Jeffrey Burns, Chief of Critical Care at Boston Children's Hospital. Thanks again.
Thank you, Lisa.